are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. Hey, thanks for joining me. This is episode 20, and we are going to talk about Find. Find from Find, Train, Grow, one of my wonderful programs I have that actually teach you how to find a virtual assistant. Now, before we get started, I wanted to let you know on our upcoming 10-day challenge. So if you're, depending on how quickly I can turn this around, we'll either be in the throes of the 10-day challenge, or you can still sign up by going to socialglobalgrind.com and signing up for the newsletter. There we will have announcements on how to get on that 10-day challenge where we flesh out what our 2017 is going to look like. You can also go to our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/hustleandglow/. So I'd love to see you soon, love to connect with you, and I want to hear more about your plans in 2017. We are back. Let's get on with the show. Hey there, this is Francesca Alexander. So excited that you're here to listen on this particular podcast. We are going to be talking to or about Find. And Find is the first part of Find, Train, Grow, which is my virtual assistant program that I sell and coach people on, and personal clients, and actually finding virtual assistants that can help you with your business. So let's go over a couple of reasons why you would even want to find somebody for your business and get that virtual assistant. So I've noticed, probably early on when I did not have an assistant myself, I used to see and hear all these marketers roll out these fantastic products, you know, amazing programs, these endless amounts of social media, blogs, podcasts, and I'm thinking, how the heck did they get that all done? Like, I'm seriously struggling here trying to just have a 500-word blog each week. I mean, how do they even have time to, like, get images out there, talk about it in social media? This is insane. How can anybody actually do this? As I researched a lot of these marketers and a lot of my favorite people that I see online, I started to pull apart, as I do. I always like to pull things apart and see how they work. I've noticed that, you know, after digging and maybe even asking some of my heroes and, you know, on the online space, how are you doing it? They all come back with, well, you can't do it all, can you? And I'm like, well, no, you can't. You really can't. And what they've done is they've leveraged using a personal assistant or a virtual assistant on actually helping them to do all of this. And at first I was like, yeah, well, you know, maybe when I start to pull, you know, when I first get my first 10 grand in my business, or, you know, maybe that's more of a 20 grand sort of business, and I could start to hire on people. And this is, I was having this thought around 2010. And it was, you know, you feel like you just go down the rabbit hole, you know, all of a sudden your 4-hour work week is like not even there anymore. You're, you know, 1 a.m, you still see that you're punching away. And it might just be that busy work that's not really moving the needle of your business, but it's just those things, like those little things, like, oh gosh, I got to hook, like load and upload all of this stuff on Hootsuite. I've got to source images that convey that message in my blog. I got to do. It's all those things, right? So this week's challenge is to stop and really think about, list everything that you don't like doing. And I mean, it could be anything. If you're an e-commerce business, maybe it's about batching those orders, or if you are a business that, you know, offers services, what are those things that you don't like doing? Really look at all of those things. Now, there's some things that we have to do, definitely, but if it leads into the customer service or social media side, then chances are you could probably assign that out. Now, I'm also not going to tell you or lie to you and say that, hey, getting a virtual assistant is super duper easy. You'll be able to have so much free time. It's not like that. If you were to imagine yourself having your own practice and you have your own office and you go ahead and you hire your assistant, you are going to be training them day to day right in front of you and going over your systems in your business. So it might be somebody who is not familiar with posting social media, and where should they post and where can they find those images for you to look at to approve. So all of these, you know, gears that are moving, all of these underpinnings of what your business has to be done has to first be developed in a system. Now, I love systems. The moment I started writing these systems up and sharing them with my virtual assistant team, things just started to really not only open up, but I actually had some crazy amount of time to do something that I should be doing, and that is selling my business, my services, essentially. And I could not do that if I was doing all of those little tiny things that really eat up and suck up your time. So one of my first recommendations is when you are going to hire on an assistant is do a quick brief overview, almost like you're bullet pointing on the outline of what you need to teach. Now, this is a teaching process. You have to teach your new virtual assistant how to do things step by step. One of the easy ways I do this and convey this is I will do a screen share, and sometimes I record it and I'll go ahead and put that on YouTube in an unlisted YouTube file, and I will label it like maybe this is a system for Hootsuite, and I will literally show them with my voice over the screen and using the cursor clicking on things like this is what we do for step one. Then after you do this, then you go into your Dropbox folder and do this. And, you know, you literally list 1, 2, 3, 4. These four steps are in part one. You know, you have to do that. You have to take time to actually lay it out. Now, yes, it does take time, but the upside is you only have to do it once, but please do it once. Do it that one time where you can show your virtual assistant exactly the outline and the correct way to do it. Now, there is an outlier here. If you don't convey the steps accurately, your virtual assistant is going to get it wrong. And instead of maybe yelling at them, look at the system in its entirety. Is there something you've missed? Is there something that you said that might have been translated in a different way? This is why I usually use the screen share method, where I literally will type things, you know, step by step, or show them in an overview over the steps. Like if I were to plug in a post for Twitter, how do I do that? How do I schedule? And all of those finite things. Do I upload a photo with every post? Yes. You know, how do I show that? How do they source images? Where can they talk to me if they have any questions? What is a realistic due date? So that's the second thing that you want to do, is you want to make sure that you have a really good due date. Now, I'm jumping a little bit into the training when I actually should be talking about the finding. So find, train, grow. Let's go back to finding for a minute. So that's kind of gives you a little brief overview on what you can do for training them once you have them. But, you know, I digress. Let's go back to find. So I like to use Upwork.com. It's a great company. It used to be Odesk, and I have been using it since the early days of my business. It has been an amazing platform for me to find. Now, I don't have an affiliate link or any relationship with them on that. I am just telling you this is the best by far service I've used. Definitely very easy. You can get help. People at Upwork will actually send you an email every once in a while and ask you if you're doing okay. I mean, just ridiculous amounts of good service. I absolutely recommend it. And one of the cool things and the easy things to do is once you put out an advert for somebody to help you as a virtual assistant, a couple of things will happen. And it's a very easy format to just kind of basically plug in those gaps or answer those questions, kind of like a Google form where you just answer questions in and it collects all of your information, and then it'll post the advert. What I do want to recommend is having a little bit of a back and forth conversation with them to make sure that your virtual assistant does understand the brief of the job and has experience in that. You can actually click on their profile to see if your job advert is in alignment with things that they've done in the past. It kind of works like Amazon too, where you'll have reviews on both sides. If you are looking for a freelancer, there's previous people that hire these freelancers and they have reviews over their past work, which is pretty cool. And vice versa, by the way, it's kind of like that Uber model where they also review you. So I have reviews on my business and how I treat virtual assistants. And seriously, it has been such a great exchange for me. I really like it. One of the valuable things that you want to look for when you're hiring somebody is to look to see what their availability looks like. Now, this is where virtual assistants can literally just go down the rabbit hole and you never hear from them again. A couple of factors happen with this. And so one of the things you want to do when you're finding one in screening, you want to check to see what their availability is. Sometimes they will say, oh, I'm always available. Ask them to be as specific as possible. Is it Monday through Friday? Look at the time difference. If they're in a different country, chances are they will be. How does that work with your workflow? Make sure that you have all of that in consideration when you're going forward. One of the other deciding factors is I actually put my newly hired virtual assistants through an orientation process. And we literally see if we can have them have some reading comprehension. Do they understand the brief of the project? Do they understand this type or this request that I'm giving them now? I give them an orientation setup through a free software called Asana. Asana is a project management tool, and that's where I essentially run my entire business. But it really helps me out with virtual assistants because I can actually time them. I can schedule them in with different tasks. But most importantly, we put them through a small rigor of orientation questions. They also see how I work. I show them exactly what they're going to be doing with a screen recording kind of environment where I just show them, okay, this is what we do, and this is in the sequential order of how we do things. Is that something that you think you can do? And we get that sort of engagement going on in Asana to see if they do indeed understand the project. And it is a step-by-step method. Also, what's really powerful and so important is that you do have some sort of voice-related training or conversation with your virtual assistant that you just found. So what does that mean? Yes, it does mean some of more of that screenshot recording overview, but if you were to type out a email and have somebody please do the following A, B, C, and D, and versus you saying the same exact thing, recording a screen on your Mac computer, and you're saying, yes, please do the following A, B, C, and D, and the inflections in your voice are kinder, softer. They have a relatable sense where you're actually having a meeting without being there. And sometimes that happens. I have a lot of my brilliant people come from the Philippines, and our time differences are a bit wacky. So I might be asleep, and they might be getting an assignment in the Asana project management tool. So I want to make sure that at least, at the very least, that my voice shows up in a very kind way so they can take on that project with and feeling secure and confident that they are supported by my voice. It's so important. And this is especially if you have female entrepreneurs that are freelancers. They absolutely need to hear that voice inflection to be supported in what they're doing. The more that they feel supported, women in general, the more that we feel supported, the more we're going to do for you. And that pretty much goes with almost, goes with both sexes. But in generally speaking, I love supporting females. female entrepreneurship, and I do try to hire female freelancers on Upwork as a part of my support system for that. So I know, and because I've been working with female entrepreneurs for such a long time, these senses of appreciation are so welcomed and so important that it should actually help you with the finding process too when you're looking for a new virtual assistant. Also, when finding somebody and you're giving them that outline of what you're going to be looking for, let them know that you're working by due date, not by, you know, how accessible they are. Now, this is being realistic. Now, certainly if you have your own virtual assistant that works close to you, or you have an assistant, this is not going to necessarily work for you. That's fine. But when you might be needing some, maybe some website work, and you have a due date that's November 9th, and November 9th is that due date for you to get everything, you know, up and running, then you can actually offer people to check in from time to time, and you can actually check to see how far along you are with the project. But it also gives the freelancer a sense of like, oh, I could work, you know, at 10 o'clock tonight once I get the little one to bed, and I could start working at 10 o'clock and then maybe finish up around 11:30. Perfect. So if they have that sort of flexibility, this often works really well, especially with the really with the talent pool out there. Because Upwork and other companies that are using, you know, resources for virtual assistants, that talent pool is starting to get a little bit more narrow. So you have to make sure that you're really amazing to work with. Generally, you want to be able to have that kind of really free flow and have some really good energy around you. It can happen, or it can, you know, at the end of it, if you don't treat somebody well, they will fall off the face of the earth, especially as a virtual assistant. Now, another tip is, now, not necessarily everybody's going to be able to do this, but I highly recommend it. If you can have a conversation with them on Skype, that would be great, because then you can actually, you know, quickly know before you hire them, like, hey, you know, are they able to understand me? Do they, you know, get those general basic concepts? What's their availability like? You'll be able to connect with them too visually to see how they are, how responsive they are, what's the seriousness of their responsiveness, all of these little things that you need to check out. Check out body language, see how they're doing. That's definitely something you should really consider is doing a Skype. Now, not all the time this is something that you can do. I've also done questionnaires with back and forth with writing, and that's worked as well. It's totally up to you. I also, give a real full disclosure, like, I'd love to try this out to see how we work together. You know that we're the first 30 days is really kind of a tryout situation, and based on that, I'd love to offer you something a little bit more permanent, or at least this how many hours I think it's going to be. And be real. Even if you don't know how many hours are going to work for you, that's okay. Tell them that. They'll appreciate your, you know, that you're being completely honest. It's always better to be totally upfront and tell them exactly that, oh, I don't know. This is the first time I've done this type of project. I'm going to figure it out along the way. If you're up for that, that'll be great. The other question I get a lot in regards to finding something or finding somebody to help you with your social media or anything else that you need for virtual, you know, as a virtual assistant, what if you have a budget? I don't want to spend a lot of money on somebody that I don't even know how I'm going to use. Really good question. Now, Upwork has a little button that you can actually put in how many hours they are allotted each week. And this is really cool. It's definitely key for me, especially if I'm working with a client that has a particular budget and I'm helping them train their virtual assistant. So it doesn't mean that you have to have them for 40 hours a week. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. Nor do you need them for 20 hours a week. Sometimes you can do gain a lot of momentum just 10 hours a week totally. And if you were to see what the going starting rate is, $4 US, and that's $40 a week. That's completely doable. That's something that you can try a virtual assistant and do that. Do that, you know, 10-hour a week. It totally works. I recommend it because in the beginning, you are developing that orientation. You are developing those systems. So sometimes you may need to develop that at a slow amount of time. Everything doesn't have to be produced by you overnight. So that's one of the things you're going to do. It's actually kind of a bit of a journey. And we, you know, I can definitely help you with walking you through that journey. Like, there's a couple of different things that you can do on that. Definitely. Really easy steps is just to outline exactly what you have to do during every week, you know, just normal business operation. What do you have to do? Outline that. That's one of the first places you want to start. The other asked about question is, all right, so 10 hours, $4 an hour, $40, that's fine. I can deal with that. But isn't that kind of, you know, that's below minimum wage. It's not all that great to give somebody that kind of money. And I just want to say to that, you know, I get what you're saying. And this particular conversation is really geared to people that are in the third world, that do appreciate $4 an hour. And I've always remembered, a trip that I've had in Cabo, Mexico. And at the time I was on my honeymoon, my husband gave a really substantial amount of like a tip. Like, it was a really cool tip on somebody. And I was just like, oh, that's great. And he was like, so amazed and thankful. And as we had walked away, I had said in Spanish to somebody, like, why was he so extremely happy? I mean, sweet, but you know, he didn't have to gush so much. He's just a sweetheart. And he said to me in Spanish, it's like, well, you realize you just paid 3 months' salary to him right there. And I went, oh, yeah, right. You're right. And I forget, you know, that translation from US currency to everywhere else, that dollar goes a long way. And know that even if it's a small amount, it's definitely changing lives. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably very much in sync with me. The more money that you earn, the more lives that you're going to change. So know that that $4 doesn't seem much right now, but it is making a difference. And I know once you earn more money, you're going to make a more powerful impact than you can imagine. So don't get locked up in all of that. Just know that you're actually giving somebody an opportunity to expand their finances in a place where the US currency is not relevant, but their currency is, you know, it's totally different. And it's just an amazing thing once you start to see how the impact starts to trickle down to the people that you are hiring in freelancing. So it's an amazing thing for you to really check in and consider. One of my last tips that I can give you when you're finding somebody, please be kind with yourself. Just be kind to yourself at all costs, because you have to realize that all of this is not only just getting them on board to do something to help alleviate some strain or stress that you're going through, but also know you're developing a way out. And what happens when you're in development? You have to create and you have to literally figure out a map or a mind map on how to relieve this process. So there's a lot of processes that you have in your business. Literally go through them and check out one of the first two funnels on what is going to alleviate you and your work and your time. Focus on just those two. Give yourself 6 months to actually build on that. Once you start to develop your systems, and by the way, I upload all my systems in Google Drive or Google Docs. And with all of that, I don't know which one it is, Google Drive or Google Docs anymore. But what I do is I keep all my systems there. All my VAs can access that at any time if they have a question. Or this is the killer part, and we're going to be talking about this in one of our next episodes when we're training. What can happen with these systems is that first assistant that you trained everything, you know, to learn everything what they need to do during the week, they can go ahead and train the second assistant assistant, train the second assistant on doing the same exact thing. It's remarkable. You actually just had to invest in one training process. And then the other one, the first assistant can actually train the second one. It is amazing. It starts to be in a process where your hands get a little lighter, a little freer, and your life is a little brighter. So a lot to consider there. What I'd love for you to do and challenge you is just to really write down two or three things that would be amazing if you can outsource. What do you need the virtual assistant to look like? That is so good. So I'm going to go ahead and give you some more information about this in the show notes. Let me know if this is great for you. If you have any questions, you can always email me at Francesca@socialglobalgrind.com. Listen, there are a lot of changes that are happening in social media as we speak. Instagram and Facebook have some new features that you should know about. Get the free download at socialglobalgrind.com and sign up on the homepage for your free update. That's socialglobalgrind.com. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is intended for you to just get your inspiration and keep going, no matter what is in your way. For more inspiration, let's connect at socialglobalgrind.com, and you can check out some of my blogs and even reach out to me if you have any questions about this podcast. I'm Francesca Alexander, and thank you for listening to The Beauty Beat, where we help you find your hustle and glow.